With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of great listening. On today's edition of With Heart and Voice, it's time to celebrate some birthdays of composers born in the month of October across the centuries. We'll hear wonderful sacred choral and organ music by some familiar composers, such as Vaughan Williams, Howells, and Vierne, and some by a few less familiar composers, such as Zelenka and Krebs. Our first birthday composer is Kenneth Layton, born October 2, 1929, and who lived until 1988. He was a pianist and composer with teaching posts at Leeds, Oxford, and Edinburgh. He wrote a good bit of church music and a number of pieces for organ. We'll hear his paean performed by organist David Halls at Salisbury Cathedral. David Halls played Paean by Kenneth Layton on the Father Willis organ of Salisbury Cathedral. Our next birthday composer was born October 7, 1746, in the city of Boston. William Billings was among the first American-born composers and was a tanner by trade. Self-taught as a musician, he was instrumental in beginning music education in the colonies through singing schools. His fuguing tunes were a staple of early choral music in this country, beginning with a fairly straightforward texture and becoming more complex with imitative writing. We'll hear Gloriae Dei Cantoris sing his fuguing tune, Creation. Elizabeth Patterson led Gloriae Dei Cantoris in singing Creation, a fuguing tune by early American composer William Billings. Our next birthday composer is also American, born to Swedish immigrant parents. Howard Hansen was born in Wahoo, Nebraska on October 28, 1896. He later served for 40 years as director of the Eastman School of Music and had an immense impact on the education of professional musicians in this country, a legacy that continues today. His composition, A Prayer of the Middle Ages, was written for the American Bicentennial in 1976, based on an 8th-century text. The Vocal Arts Ensemble of Durham, North Carolina performs, directed by Rodney Weinkoop. A Prayer of the Middle Ages by Howard Hanson was performed by the Vocal Arts Ensemble of Durham, North Carolina. Rodney Weinkoop directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Jan Dismas Zelenka was a contemporary and acquaintance of Johann Sebastian Bach, born October 16, 1679, in a small market town near Prague. Bach actually held Zelenka in high esteem, as reflected in some of his letters. We'll hear the Kyrie from Zelenka's Missa Votiva, a fairly late work composed in 1739. It's in four sections, a choral Kyrie, a soprano solo Christe, and two more choral Kyries. The Stuttgart Chamber Choir and Baroque Orchestra perform, directed by Frieder Bernius. Soprano soloist is Joanne Lunn.
Thank you. Christ.
The Kyrie of the Missa Votiva by Jan Dismas Zelenka was performed by the Stuttgart Chamber Choir and Baroque Orchestra. Frieder Bernius conducted. Our next birthday composer is another member of the Bach Circle in the early 18th century. Johann Ludwig Krebs was born October 12, 1713, and studied the organ with J.S. Bach, as had his father, Johann Tobias Krebs. Among Krebs' organ compositions are a number of partitas and fantasias on Lutheran chorale tunes. We'll hear the Fantasia on Herr Jesu Christ, performed by Craig Kramer on the organ of Trinity Lutheran Church in Linwood, Washington. Organist Craig Kramer played the Fantasia on Herr Jesu Christ by German Baroque composer Johann Ludwig Krebs. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Louis Vierne, born in Poitiers on October 8, 1870, was nearly blind from birth due to congenital cataracts. His gift for music was discovered at an early age, and after completing his school in the provinces, he was able to enter the Paris Conservatory. Beginning in 1892, he served as assistant to Vidor at Saint-Sulpice, and from 1900 until his death in 1937, he was titular organist at Notre-Dame de Paris. From his Messe Solennelle, we'll hear the opening Kyrie performed by the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys, directed by John Scott. Originally scored for choir and two organs, we'll hear it in a splendid arrangement for organ and brass ensemble. John Scott led the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys in the Kyrie from the Messe Solennelle by Louis Vierne. Jeremy Bruns played the organ. Kenneth Layton composed a rhythmically exciting setting of the George Herbert text, Let All the World in Every Corner Sing. We'll hear it performed by the St. Albans Girls Choir and Lay Clarks, conducted by Simon Johnson. James McVinney plays the organ. Let All the World in Every Corner Sing, as set by October birthday composer Kenneth Layton, was performed by the St. Albans Girls Choir and Lay Clarks. Simon Johnson directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. A favorite 20th century English composer, Herbert Howells, was born in Gloucestershire on October 17, 1892. His extended motet, Take Him, Earth for Cherishing, was composed in 1964 while America and the world were still reeling from the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. The text is from the 4th century, but the words and music are so evocative of the sense of deep loss, a loss that Howells himself had felt many years earlier at the death of his son Michael. The Dale Warland Singers perform.
Thank you.
Dale Warland led the Dale Warland Singers in Take Him Earth for Cherishing by Herbert Howells. The late 19th and early 20th centuries brought us many great English composers, and towering above them all, perhaps, is Ralph Vaughan Williams, also born in Gloucestershire, but on October 12th, 20 years earlier than Howells, in 1872. His grand anthem based on Psalm 90, Lord, Thou Hast Been Our Refuge, culminates with an overlay of the hymn tune St. Anne, associated with Isaac Watts's psalm paraphrase, O God, Our Help in Ages Past. The choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, is led by John Scott. Lord, Thou Hast Been Our Refuge by Ray Vaughan Williams was sung by the Choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. John Scott directed, with Andrew Lucas at the organ. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music by a variety of composers born in the month of October. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter. Follow at @WHeartAndVoice for previews, pictures, and updates. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.